This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack himself. If this is your first time tuning in to my podcast or my YouTube channel, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I am aware of it, folks. I use it for good, though. I'm out here helping people heal on both sides of the spectrum. I'm helping victims get validation, survivors get validation, and I'm also helping more people get into therapy and acknowledge that they are an issue, that they are toxicity, people. But today's episode is going to be about isolation from the narcissistic perspective, how a narcissist isolates you from your friends, how a narcissist isolates you from your family, isolates you from the bank account. Isolation just in general, y'all. This is one of the main things I think people don't like. I cover everything on my TikTok channel, because you know what I mean, mental illness on TikTok, mental underscore illness on Instagram. But I cover this a lot on there, this subject a lot, because a lot of people don't realize that it's happening when it's happening. Like, a narcissist will literally isolate you from your friends and from your family. Like, literally convince you to move across the country, to change countries, to change jobs, to be closer to them, to get rid of your friends, to get rid of your family, all in order to get you by yourself, because it's easier to control you by yourself than it is to control you when you have friends and family giving you information on how to avoid being controlled and things like that. So the narcissist, like me personally, I would get, like, you have to get somebody by themselves. Like, I want the friends and family to like me, but if they don't like me, then something has to happen. Something has to change. Like, I have to find some way to get these people on my side. So, or if I can't get them on my side, then we have to, I have to eliminate them. Not eliminate them, like, off the planet, but out of my life, out of our lives. And I would say, it's always so subtle. You know what I mean? I've seen people on TikTok say, hey, my narcissist convinced me to move across the country. Now I have no friends. Now I don't know what to do. I can't just leave because I don't work. I'm at home taking care of the kids. I don't know what to do. And they don't realize that it's happened. Like, I had a good job over here. I had a good job in this state or whatever, or in this city. And then my narcissist, the ex or whatever, my current narcissist convinced me to move. And now I'm stuck. Now I can't do anything. That's what, and it's so subtle, y'all. Like, the way narcissists do it, like, let's go start our new lives together. Like, away from everybody. Let's get a blank slate away from everybody, so there's no outside interference in our relationship. So there's no, my friends don't like you, not your friends don't like me type of stuff. Like, it's just me and you. And it's completely a setup to get you dependent upon a narcissist, not only financially a lot of times, but also just, like, emotionally. Like, you don't have people to turn to. Like, especially when you move away, long-distance relationships are hard. Long-distance friendships are hard, too. Imagine you have a best friend of 20 years that your narcissist, the current narcissist, has convinced you to move away from. Like, the communication goes down a little bit. Now you don't talk as much. Now, the secrets and stuff that you used to share with your bestie, your BFF or whatnot, now you have to share it with the narcissist or nobody at all, because nobody wants to hear it anymore. Like, well, you moved across the country. Like, we don't really have anything to talk about now. Like, you don't have any, like, to get you away from your friend. Oh, my goodness, y'all. This is a touchy subject. That's why I'm having trouble, like, verbalizing what I want to say. But I'm going to get it out, y'all. I'm going to get it out. Because isolation is huge. So once the narcissist gets you alone, like, once we get you away from everybody and by yourself, then the devaluing can start, like, seriously devaluing. Like, now you can't just run home. Now you can't just leave me. Like, imagine, like, being here. Imagine just being across the country and having to leave. Like, or, like, especially you don't have any money, you don't have a job or things like that. Like, the male narcissists do that a lot too, but, like, sometimes you get the female narcissists that do the same thing. Hey, I got a good job. I want to live over here. Come with me. I know this is a fairy tale romance. I know everything is moving so quick, but just come with me. Let's just start new. Let's just start fresh. Haven't you ever taken a chance? Have you not ever decided to take a chance and do something and just jump blindly? Yep. Now you're jumping blindly directly into a narcissistic trap, and then you get bit. Then you get trapped. It just happens. I see it happening so much. You have to be wary of the signs of it, though. Like, when a narcissist is starting to isolate you, kind of be wary of the signs. Like, or like, one of the signs is like, do I still have the same friends I had at the beginning of the relationship? I know friendships change over time and you lose friends and friends drop off and things like that. But ask if that's happening, ask yourself why. Like, why don't I have the same friends that I had initially? Like, do we just not talk for because we just lost contact because, you know, I live over here? Or is it because of the person I'm dating or the person I'm married to? Is that it? Find the common denominator. Like, you know, just like, why don't I have as much money as I used to have? Is it because I spend too much? Or is it the person I'm dating in control of all the money? The person I'm married to in control of all the money? Ask yourself, like, what? Why? You know, just... is it so much, you know, why am I living here? Like, why do I feel so alone? Ask yourself that question right there. If there's a common denominator to all those questions, then you know you've been isolated. You know when it's beginning to happen too, because some of your friends and family will point it out. Like, hey, we don't see you as much anymore. Like, bring your girlfriend, bring your boyfriend around. Like, we haven't met him. We don't really know anything about him. Bring him around so we get to know him. And the narcissist always makes an excuse. I you know, I got to work in the morning. I got to do this. Like, I don't really, you know, your friends don't really like me. Your friends don't really care about me and stuff like that. And I know they don't want us to be together, so I don't really want to hang out with them. So you'll start to hang out with your friends less. And then you start to see your friends having fun on Facebook and stuff like that. And you didn't get invited. Why didn't I get invited out? And you see why. And you get to see why. You see why. Like, oh, I get invited out because I didn't get invited out because my, they don't like my boyfriend. They don't like my husband. Nobody wants to see this. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to be around him. Nobody wants to be around a Debbie Downer. Or sometimes the narcissist will actually go out with you and then just be the not even the life of the party, be the death of the party. Be sitting around moping, talking to everybody, like moping, sitting around moping and not talking to anybody, just doing all kinds of stuff like that to just mess around. Just like, when you become the death of the party, nobody wants you around anyway. So they will stop inviting you out on stuff like that as well. Now you by yourself. Now you isolated with the narcissist. Now the narcissist is your best friend. What should happen anyway? If you're going to be with somebody, they should gradually become your best friend. They shouldn't become your only friend, though. Just kind of watch when that type of stuff starts to happen. They should be your best friend, but they should not be your only friend. And then when they start using this stuff, like your best friend in real life, that's not your narcissist. That your best friend, you can tell stuff to, and you can't. You don't have to worry about that stuff coming back on you later, being used against you later. But like, when your narcissist becomes your best friend, guess what? That stuff, the secrets that you told them, will help be held against you and used against you later to hurt you, to do something to you, I mean, to make you hurt, to make you feel pain and things like that. So the narcissist will literally, you know, start to do stuff like that, start to devalue you. When they get you alone, soon they get you alone, they start to devalue you. They start to do things like that in order to hurt you. And you can't do anything about it, especially if you have changed jobs. If a narcissist doesn't like you working in a certain place, they will say, hey, look, I don't, especially if you got the male narcissist. I know I talk about male narcissists a lot because this is really the only perspective that I can give to you, because I'm a man and I know how the male narcissist mind works, because I'm giving you my perspective. That's why I say he a lot, but this can apply to women as well. You know what I mean? So just take it. Yeah, don't get mad at me. Like, oh, Martin, man, you don't talk about me and narcissists. That's all I can talk about because it's all I really know. You know what I mean? But I lost track of what I was saying now, because I knew people could come at me. I saw a comment yesterday. It's like, you say he a lot when you talk about narcissists. Like, what am I supposed to say? She? They? You know, I'm just talking. Cause I'm going from my point of view. I'm going from my perspective. That's all I literally know. So I don't know what else to, you know, tell you. So just start to ask yourself the right questions when you get, like, when you're in a narcissistic relationship, or you start to see the signs. Just start to ask yourself the right question, because, like I said, if the male narcissist sees you have men, like male bosses and male coworkers that make them uncomfortable, or that you come home and talk to them about, and they're like, I don't really like that person. I don't really like this person. You know what I mean? You might want to change job. They might talk you into changing jobs. So now you by yourself at that new job. You might eventually make friends. Or you might be scared to make friends to upset, because it might upset the narcissist in your life. You know what I mean? So now, guess who's your best friend again? The narcissist. Guess who made you change jobs that you love? The narcissist. Guess who made you lose your old work friends? The narcissist. You see the common denominator right here. And financially, the way the financial abuse and financial isolation starts is like, let's get a joint bank account. You know, let's just start with a joint bank account, which a lot of people do anyway. But it's not really a joint bank account. It's the bank account with both of your names on it, but the narcissist gets to distribute the money how he or she sees fit. You know, every time you want to spend some money on something, there's always, I mean, you got to have a conversation about it. You got to talk about it. You got to ask questions about how you want to spend the money and things like that. But every time the narcissist wants to spend money, it's just spent. And then, like, you know, it's spend money, answer questions about it later. Hey, we needed this. I didn't need your opinion because we needed this. Did you need that? We didn't really need that. There was the financial isolation. They started to take over the bank accounts. You know, now you've changed jobs. Now you have a joint bank account, which is really not a joint bank account. It's just the account with both your names on it that the narcissist is in control of. You see how that works? Isolation. Be careful. Don't lose your, like, when you with a narcissist, don't lose your friends and family for this person, because that's exactly what they want to do. They'll start to make up rumors. They'll start to create conflicts and things like that because they want you by yourself. If a narcissist gets you by yourself, you're easier to control. It's like, you know, I'm going to have to use a hunting reference right here. Like when a lion sees the gazelle, like if all the gazelles jumped and attacked the lion would lose. But the lion gets with one gazelle to get away from the crowd and mauls the lion and mauls the gazelle. You see how that works? That's what the narcissist wants to do to you, because it's easier to control you when you're by yourself. It's easier to take advantage of you by yourself. It's easier to take advantage of you when you don't have any other outside input in the situation. You know, when you talk, like, the narcissist hate, like, y'all. The narcissist, like me personally, I used to hate when my wife shared information about our relationship with somebody else. She's like, well, I told so-and-so this. I'm like, why are you telling them our relationship? Like, this is our relationship. We don't need any outside interference. I don't want your friends putting little ideas in your head about leaving me or how to handle the situation when you can just talk to me. You can just talk to me about this type of stuff. You don't have to talk to them. You can talk to me. Like, why are you talking to them about us stuff? You don't need to do that. I don't want to hear about your stuff with them, and they don't need to hear about us. How about that? And then you start to share less with your friends. Maybe. Sometimes you still share. You just don't tell the narcissist. But, like, you start to share less with your friends. You know what I mean? Or your family. If your mom, same thing goes with family situations. Why you tell your mom about us? Why you tell your mom this stuff like that? Now your family's not going to like me. Because you told your mom this stuff, they're going to look at me weird. So now I don't want to be around the family. Now I don't want to go to family events. Like, why you tell her that? Why you tell your dad this stuff? Now your dad's not going to like me. So now I can't be around your dad. So there goes that. Like, when y'all have family events, I can't go because your mom and dad are going to be there. And now I feel weird being around them. And you should feel weird being around them too. You shouldn't invite me to stuff like that. So now you'll stop going. Because when you get ready to go to a family event like that, narcissists will make you feel guilty. Like, I guess I'll stay here by myself. You know, I guess I'll just have to chill here by myself tonight because nobody else is going to be here with me. And they'll use that against you as a weapon. That's a weapon, y'all. It's literally just a weapon to be used against you later. Like, now you're by yourself. Now you don't have any friends and family because you don't start showing to the events. Now people start to invite you to less stuff. People, they don't want to be around you because you, like, your person you with is the death of the party or the death of the conversation. You know, they don't want to share stuff with you because you stop sharing stuff with them. So now you lost your best friend. Now you don't lost your mom and dad. Not lost them, but like, you haven't lost your mom and dad, but they don't, you know, you don't talk to them as much. I used to talk to my mom every night. Now you talk to them once a week. Now you talk to them once a month. Now it's once every few months, you know. It's just tough, y'all. So be careful. Look up for the signs. Make sure that you watch the signs. Don't move across the country on a whim. Make sure everything is in place. Like, make sure, like, you're not moving across the country to be financially abused and to be, you know, to be, like, under somebody else's thumb. Just be careful with that. Take care of yourself and be strong. Make sure you know these people too. It takes 90 days to get to know somebody. Don't move in with anybody else unless it's 90 days or more. Give it more. Like, it should take a while to move in with somebody, but nah, people are today. Everybody wants the Disney romances and stuff like that. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. If you have any personal questions you want me to answer, I'm starting the one-on-one coaching stuff here pretty soon. But I have the Wizio link in the link tree and in my bio and whatnot. Follow me on Instagram at mental_illness. And then on TikTok, where my bigger stuff is at, mental illness. Also, I'm also on Twitter now. I don't tweet as much, but I'm on Twitter too and mental illness as well. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. I love y'all. Stay tuned for more stuff and we'll get it. Thank you.